I'm at Triple Mill Park today. It's about 1:30 in the afternoon, sunny day. Temperature's probably in the mid-80s right now. And I'm gonna try something new. I downloaded a new app on my iPhone, which is a Maffetone app, and it asks you all sorts of questions, and then it calculates your math and all that kind of stuff. Well, according to the app, my math heart rate is 100, which means I should be running between a 90 and 100, which would probably give me about an 18-minute pace. I don't know. So we'll see how this works out. Anyway, this is episode 110 of the Lost Trail Runner podcast. Hey, everybody. Ron here. Welcome to the Lost Trail Runner podcast. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Lost Trail Runner podcast is produced every so often instead of every other week like it should be for your listening enjoyment, and show notes are found at losttrailrunner.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Lost Trail Runner and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. As I said, I'm here at Triple Mill Park this morning. Well, this afternoon, actually. It's afternoon time. And with my new math heart rate of 100, I'm hovering right below 15-minute pace on this run, which it's pretty slow, but I think I'll just stick with it and see how things go. I haven't really ever done hardcore math. I mean, I've used it, but it's always been, I've always had it set around 118, 121 in that range, not as low as 100. But after I downloaded the app to my iPhone and took all the surveys that Maffetone had in there, and it calculated my math at 100, I thought I would go ahead and give it a try and just run like this until the Deep South 15K and see how things turn out. Hopefully, they'll turn out for the good. If not, I'll just have a slow 15K, huh? Can't be much slower than what it is already, so we'll just go with that. And of course, I was already starting to crawfish on this 15K. They got a 5K out there, too. I was thinking, well, maybe on race day I might go switch to the 5K. But if this math training goes well, maybe I'll just stick with the 15K. I've been putting my mountain bike in here in the middle of this stuff, too. I've been riding it a little bit since I got it worked on. I had to take it yesterday to get the gearing adjusted. It was jumping out of gear. When I'd go up hills, it would kind of try to figure out what gear it was going to be in. And it's kind of disconcerting when it jumps gears when you're going uphill. So I took it back and let them adjust it. And they said, that's pretty common when you put a new derailleur cable on. It's, you know, brand new. It's got some stretch to it. So they tightened it up and readjusted it. So hopefully it'll stay adjusted. They said if it stretches more, just bring it back and they'll readjust it until it gets right and the cable's broken. So I'm gonna ride my bike a little after I finish this run today. I've ridden it 3 times in the past. I got it back last Wednesday, so in the past 7 days I've ridden it 3 times. I was planning on riding it yesterday, but I took it over there to get worked on. So then when I got it back and I screwed around all afternoon and ended up mowing my lawn instead of riding my bike. So, and I didn't run either. So yesterday was a day off. So today's not a day off, and I've adjusted my schedule where I've pretty much got a run every day the rest of the week. I don't know if I've ever mentioned it, but I work part-time in Enterprise Rent-A-Car now. And I am getting back to working 3 days a week. I work on Monday, Thursday, and Friday. So, and being an old retired geezer, what we do is we move the cars for Enterprise from location to location and take new cars out to the locations and bring the ones with too many miles back to be refurbished and sold. So it's not like a job, it's kind of fun. We've got sometimes it's a Chrysler Town and Country, sometimes it's a Dodge Caravan, but we'll have a chase driver and 5 other drivers to move cars, and then we just spend the day moving cars around the Atlanta area, Atlanta and Athens and Livonia and Commerce and Griffin, all areas near Atlanta anyway. I think Livonia is the farthest away. It's almost to the South Carolina border. That's where my daughter just moved to, is up there. So, but she still works down in Atlanta, so now she drives from the South Carolina border to Atlanta to work every day. I don't know why I was telling you about that, except we, on Monday and Thursday, we go to work at 7:30, and our normal time to get off would be 3:30, but that never happens because we'll be way on the other side of town from where we're assigned out of. So if we're going to work an 8-hour day, we might get 9.5 in by the time we get back to where we're based out of. So, but it's fun. And get back to why I even brought it up is the days that I run on those days that I work, they're going to have to be late runs, because if I get back around 5 o'clock, by the time I get everything arranged and go out to run, it's already late. Of course, with daylight savings time, that's fine, because it doesn't get dark till like close to 8:30 now. I think the latest I went out was, I think it was Monday. I went out to Stone Mountain about, I think I started riding my bike about 7 o'clock. Rode it for 8 miles. And when I got through, I put it away and walked for 2. I think I started my walk close to 8 o'clock that night. So by the time I got back to the car, I finished my walk, it was starting to get dark. Yeah, I've really slowed down. I think my average is around 15:37 pace right now. But that's what happens when you run into hills doing math, right? You end up mostly walking up. I'm going uphill now, so I'll be walking for a while because my heart rate's above the limit. Well, at least with my heart rate set this low, I don't dread going out on hot days to run. Because with the temperature being higher, your heart rate goes up quicker, so you end up running slower. So you don't get uncomfortable and you don't get overheated either. So this has been, so far, a pretty comfortable little jog. I guess that's what you could call it, a jog. A jog walk, I guess. It's good to be out here in the heat anyway. Get acclimatized to summer. Going this slow is a good fat burning workout, I guess. Of course, I don't know how much fat I've got, being 156 pounds and 5'11". But I'll have less fat if I continue to train like this, because I'll get fat adapted, or close to it anyway. I wonder what the temperature is. This is an asphalt trail I'm running on, so it generates heat, but mostly it's underneath the trees, so it's not too bad. Oh, there's a little snake. This is the second snake I've seen in a while. He was green. I don't know what he was. Touched him on the tail and watched him slither off. Warm weather, snake weather, right? As long as I don't see any water moccasins or rattlesnakes, I'll be all right. That's the snakes I dislike. Copperheads, too, in Georgia. I'm not used to copperheads. Growing up in Florida, we had water moccasins and rattlers. But we didn't have copperheads that I knew of back then. When I load this up in the Garmin Connect, I'll be interested to see what my fastest pace was. Because right now, I'm averaging 15:52 a mile. I'm probably on the run sections, I probably don't get over faster than 9.5, I wouldn't think, but not for very long, because this heart rate thing shuts you down pretty quick. So it's better just to chug than try to worry about your pace. That's why I've got my Garmin Connect workouts set on distance instead of time, because I want to get a certain amount of mileage in, and I really don't care about the time or the pace, so at least I get my mileage. That's what I need. If I'm going to do that 15K on June 3rd, I hope it's a cool morning. I'd hate to have to do 15K in hot weather. I think it starts at 7:30, so it might be warm by the finish, but it should be okay in the morning to start. I'll probably set my heart rate up to around 140, 142 threshold on my Garmin. So I'll run and walk using my Garmin as a gauge. I'll probably take my Galloway timer with me, but it works out good at the start of a race because it makes me go slower at the start. So I get a 15K. You can warm up at the start while you're running. So get a slower start and build up. So hopefully that'll work out okay. I don't know if I've mentioned it in any of my podcasts, but I also have a WordPress blog. It's losttrailrunner.wordpress.com. And I pretty much post all my videos and my podcasts on there. So if somebody wanted to go to one place to look or listen to any of that stuff, you could go to WordPress, losttrailrunner.wordpress.com, and it's all there. It's pretty much got the show notes underneath the podcast, as well as information on the videos. So, another tip, if you want to look at anything or follow my WordPress blog. Okay, so I finished up my run, even though it was slow, and I think I'm going to stick with this lower heart rate, even though it's super slow, just to see what happens. What else? I don't have anything else to do, right? So I'm going to keep going with that. Of course, I don't know how that works. Well, I did a bike ride after I did my run. And I rode a little over 6 miles. And then when I looked at my heart rate, my average heart rate for my bike ride was a little bit higher than 100 beats. So I'm not, I think math is supposed to be 100 beats, whether you're riding a bike or riding, running. So I have to kind of resolve that issue. Maybe I'll just run my math heart rate and just ride my bike however I feel. That'll probably screw things up, though. Anyway, we'll see. I'll have to look into it. And I'm probably right that my heart rate on the bike should also be a maximum of 100. But if that's the case, riding up some of these hills around here, I'll just have to get off my bike and walk. That'll be a mess, won't it? Well, anyway, maybe I just won't worry about the bike portion. Just stick with my run portion the best I can and see how that works. Okay, well, that's it for now. I guess I'll go ahead and try to put out a short podcast just to do it. See you later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.